Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Just taking the time and seeing that words, just as we've been talking about today, we talked about bars, no beats. We've had some good conversation. I call it heated fellowship. And seeing that there are songs that talk about America. There are songs that talk about the suicide hotline number, individuals saying choice terms, whatever it might be. Today, I want us to be challenged to just think about legacy over lyrics. It's something I want us to think about. Because as we talked about giftings and as we talked about what individuals do, these people are in their lane doing what they desire to do. And who knows how long songs will be around. If it be on a CD, if it be on an MP3, if it be on an invisible whatever, I don't even know. Either way, I want us just to really take the time and look at these lyrics. And then I'll bring in another L and understand the legacy that's coming behind y'all, that's coming behind each of you, and the leadership that we all have to own up to. The great Charles Barkley, if y'all know anything about basketball, people would ask him, and he would say, I'm not a role model. He would try to live his life the way he wanted to live it. He was somewhat of an angry man, and he used some choice language. And people would look up to him because he had a certain level of influence being where he was, just being a professional basketball player. And just as each and every one of y'all have a certain level of influence in your realm of friends, whatever that looks like, if it's three people, if it's five people, if it's 5,000 followers on Instagram, I want us to understand that we have to just get to a place where even if you're listening to whatever you're listening to, just make sure that you're making a choice to listen to it and understanding that it will affect you. Me, for instance, I wouldn't say I was the most aware young man. Not by any means. Like I told you, I wasn't that strong of a writer. That's one. I was terrible in math. That's two. I was on the basketball team, but I wasn't even that good at basketball. I was just in a whole bunch of spaces and a whole bunch of places. And ultimately, I failed math two times, same math class. How do you fail the same math two times, John? The first time you stay asleep. The second time you take notes in class, but you don't do well on tests because you don't prepare. And then found myself in the writing lab, but I would walk around campus on the team, understand I had a certain level of influence, but I would just cuss. I would say certain things. And I wasn't necessarily disrespectful to women, but, well, in their face. I wasn't disrespectful to women in their faces. I wasn't disrespectful to women in their faces, but I was an individual who wasn't the definition of what a true leader looked like in that time. Since then, I've grown a little bit. I've matured a little bit. But I had to understand the impact of legacy. I had to understand what's coming behind me. Because yes, we're talking about lyrics, but even we eliminate the lyrics. What if I gave you the pen? And then what if you started writing down your daily thoughts that you're thinking? What if you started writing down the daily conversations that you have? What if you began to just write out the words that you say to your friends? What's up? Hey, this month, It's just something I want us to begin to think about, because understanding impact, understanding influence, because people are looking up to each and every one of y'all in this room. If it's a brother, sister, mother, etc., then we just have to lock in and focus on that. So be encouraged, students. Understand that you have influence, understand you have impact, and that you are leaders.
I just wanted to take a moment and just share that brief clip with you from a presentation earlier this week, understanding that the focus should be on legacy, understanding that the focus that we have in our lives should be on leadership, And we should notice that we have influence despite wherever we are, if it be work, if it be school, if it be on a team or organization that we're head of or even a part of. We have to remember to focus on the impact and have to remember to focus on leadership. And with that, I want to take us to just being aware of it's time to vote. It's time for early voting. Yes, it can be stressful. And there are some times you don't want to do the research. You see all these people calling you, texting you, sending different postcards and things like that through the mail, because I've received them every way that you can possibly imagine. I'm talking about phone calls, and they really know my name already. It's really uncomfortable. I can't even make it make sense. But I want to encourage you to visit vote411.org. That's the word vote, and then the number 4, and then the number 1N1.org. We'll have that in the show notes. We want to encourage you to take the time and get out and vote, because today is the last day for early voting. But we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to make sure that your voice is heard. You have the opportunity to make sure that you put the individual in position who you believe is best to carry out that particular task. Because if you don't step up and put somebody in that position and nominate who you feel should be chosen for that task, then somebody else will get that spot, and you can't be mad, nor can you necessarily say anything or complain, because you didn't take the time to get out and vote. And I'm encouraging each and every one that's hearing this podcast to get out and vote, because I was the individual who did not want to read. I was the individual who did not want to look up the nominee, not the nominees, but the individuals who are running for office and the senators and all these various positions. I said, I don't want to do that. I don't want to take that time. But then I realized that the children and the babies coming behind me, that despite or due to my lack of voting and my lack of due diligence, then these children may suffer for my ignorance. So we have to step it up. We have to lead by example, and we have to show them what it looks like to be a leader. We have to give a pure example of what legacy looks like. And speaking of legacy, I had the opportunity to attend the Millennials to Watch 2018 event last night. They had a panel, which was phenomenal. They also unveiled and revealed who the honorees for 2018 were. We saw a lot of our friends on that honoree list. We saw Mr. Marcus D. Gilmore, who was already nominated for Winner's Circle of the Week earlier in this season of our podcast, as well as seeing various other influential individuals just in our community doing great things. And we want to give a shout out to Millennials to Watch, because they're phenomenal. EJ Johnson and his co-founder, I cannot remember that young lady's name, but I will get her name and I will give her a shout out when I do. But they had a phenomenal event, and we actually pulled our winner circle of the week from that event. And this is one of our good friends. Her name is Samaje Best. That's right. Her name is Samaje Best. Let me tell you a little bit about Miss Best. She was born and raised in Southern Dallas, and she's a program coordinator currently in Dallas County and the founder of Girl Power, a program for girls ages 15 through 18. We all know that that is a difficult age in transition. And her program specifically focuses on the C3 model, cultural competency, being a change agent, and civic engagement. Come on, Samaje, let's go. Girl Power is currently running in 3 schools in the Dallas area. And also, she's a graduate of Hillcrest High School in North Dallas. She believes that she has a unique understanding of what young girls need to learn alongside their basic curriculum. Let's go, Miss Best. My grandpa taught me that I am third only to God and others, Bess says. That's how I've modeled my life. Being a servant leader isn't always fun, but it's necessary, Miss Bess said in the Dallas Weekly Special, Volume 63, Issue 9, which was Millennials to Watch 2018, covering the face of this issue. So, Samaje, we commend your efforts. We also would like to give you a shout out and thank you for sponsoring some youth by purchasing a copy of Process so that we can continue to donate those out. And those of you who might or might not know, we started the Speak Your Success 5K campaign. I'm not running 5K, so that's not what this is. So let me just sum it up for you easy. The goal is to get process in the hands of 5,000 students in 2018. Plain and simply put, every time an individual purchases a copy of process, we donate a copy of process. The ultimate goal and the ultimate purpose of this campaign is so that these students are equipped with soft skills, which process covers, breaking down be respectful, be professional, be determined, be positive, be forgiving, various things like that. And understanding that these things are needed for them as they prepare to get an internship, as they prepare to go into the workforce, as they prepare for any facet of their life, being able to diversify their relationships. We have a chapter where we talk about being a social butterfly. These are things that students need and I have heard have been lacking from business owners as well as from individuals who are talking with them and speaking with them and going to their schools. So if you're interested in being a sponsor, if you're interested in contributing to the Speak Your Success 5K campaign, you can shoot me an email at jonathan@jonathanjonespeaks.com, or you can shoot us a DM on Instagram to the Speak Your Success Instagram page, or to my personal page, Jonathan Jones Speaks. Send me a DM. Let's talk. And if you're looking to do a bulk order to where you want to get a ton for kids at your school or whatever that might be, then we can set that order up and then I will donate some in your name or in your business's name to the individuals that I go and speak to when I do general body presentations, as well as when I go and do some volunteer work at the Cottrell House, which is a halfway house off Military Parkway, and I mentor some young man at that location. And our quote of the week, we have from Miss Raven Turner. We pulled this from her Instagram page, which is Ravens_ambition. And the quote reads, "You got to put some grind behind that prayer." Too oftentimes, individuals pray, they get on their knees, they say, "God, do this for me. God, make this happen. God, what about this? God, if you get me out of this one, I will never do that again." But the fact of the matter is, the word tells us faith without works is dead. So either way, we have to get up off our knees and we have to go to work. We have to start taking some action and we really have to make things happen if we truly desire to see them come to fruition throughout our lives. So I want you to be encouraged today. Grind it out. Pray it out. Make it work. Put forth the application and be great, because that's exactly what you are. And friends, this is best-selling author and TEDx speaker Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?